They play a crucial role on the ground, providing vital medical cover to troops on patrol in Afghanistan. And following months of training, the skills of combat medical technicians from Munster's 1 Medical Regiment were put to the test in a final validation exercise. Major Mike Connolly is the regiment's second in command. He says the exercise focused on four phases.
Phase one has been unit training that's really looked at the lessons identified that have been coming out of theatre from a medical perspective. We've passed those on to our guys initially during phase one. Phase two has really been a bit of what we've called pre-roll one validation, which has really given them the opportunity to practice the validation that they were going to be conducting during phase four, which they're actually on at the moment. And phase three being where we've looked at theatre realities. We've had people come into the regiment who've previously been deployed in theatre and have given us their experiences.
The medics were tested through several scenarios, from finding and treating casualties in a pitch-black cellar to dealing with a soldier injured by an IED. They were also tested on how they treat a casualty while coming under fire while out on patrol. Captain Nicky Davis explains about the importance of medics on the ground and says that time is of the essence.
Team medics will be with pretty much every single patrol, and team medics will be capable of administering that first key medical aid, be that the application of a cap tourniquet to stop bleeding, or the application of Hemcon, or also clearly the just simply stopping that wound from bleeding out and enabling the person to get back to a further level of medical care, and indeed then CASEVAC back to Bastion Roll 3 for definitive medical care.
Private Stacey French helped save the life of an Afghani child when the regiment last deployed on Op Herrick. Although she won't be deploying this time, she's been sharing her experiences with colleagues who will.
I give them all knowledge that I learned when I was out there and hope that it helps them when they're out there.
Major Connolly says he's delighted with the way training has gone.
I think it's really proven to us that the mission-specific training that we've conducted since January this year is really coming together. What I can say is that looking at the battle-worthiness of individuals within the regiment, it's very strong indeed. I think all the boys and girls within the regiment have worked incredibly hard since January, and I'm sure that we're ready to be effective in theatre.
The medics will deploy on Op Herrick 15 in the autumn as part of 20 Brigade, and they know that the training they've received could be a difference between life and death. Jill Jenkins for BFBS Radio in Munster.